Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Thank you so much for investing this time in yourself, in your dreams, your goals, your plans. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me with so many people on the internet, so many podcasts, videos, blogs, websites, social media pages, so many people throwing their information at you, their advice. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate it. I take this role as your friend, your big brother, your coach very seriously. I will not let you down. I am here doing this Morning Connection podcast for you every single day. Every single day to give you the guidance, the help, the coaching that you need to do the things that you know you should do to create that life that you really want. This is your daily discipline. This is this new habit that you've created for yourself that every single day, because you know this is what you need to do. You need to take a half an hour every single day and focus on where you are now, where you want to go, where you really want to go, and what you have to do every single day in terms of the way you think and the way you take action to get to where you really want to go. This is the best half hour you can invest in yourself. You've created the daily discipline. So what is that for you? Do you listen to this podcast first thing in the morning before you get your day started? Or do you make sure you download it right away? You take it with you to work. You listen to it during your morning commute. Or do you wait until your workout? So you're moving, you're shaking, and you're getting your body moving, your oxygen flowing, the blood flowing through your body, that you're getting that great emotional state so you can hear this information and really be in that mindset where you're going to really take action with this information, this inspiration, this mental toughness coaching that I'm providing you each and every day. What is your habit? Are you into it now? You want to make sure you get on that. That's just the first part of it, is taking the steps to feed your mind with this type of information, this type of inspiration. Again, that's the first step. Then we got to start taking action. So you should have that down now. Every single time you follow through and do the things that you promise yourself, you're gaining that strength, that emotional muscle. You're learning how to trust yourself. When you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. And this time, you're going to do it. So here's another day listening to this Morning Connection podcast. You're building that trust and faith in yourself. Also, when you have a coach, a friend, or a mentor in your life who steps up and offers this type of guidance, you know, every time you go to the More Than Just Muscles website, on the Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, on skiplacour.com, on my Facebook page, wherever it is that you have conditioned yourself, you've trained yourself, you've created a discipline to go to listen to this 30 minutes of power every single day, this Morning Connection podcast, and it's there. That person has delivered for you. You develop that trust and faith in other people that they're going to come through. And you'll hear me talk about this all the time is, you know, putting that faith and trust in ourselves, that's one challenge sometimes, to make sure that we follow through. But we can't do this alone. We need the help of other people. Sometimes, you know, we get down on other people and we want to not depend on them and just do it ourselves. And your amount of the level of success that you'll be able to obtain, the true level of fulfillment, although you're safe and secure doing it that way, it is going to be greatly compromised by not incorporating the help of other people. And no matter what's happened in the past, no matter what trust issues you may have or how many times people have let you down in key situations, you realize that you just need to surround yourself with people like me who come through when they say they're going to come through. There are people just like me out there. You got to surround yourself. You got to learn how to identify those people, take advantage of those people, create win-win situations with those people, create mutually beneficial relationships with those people. Win-win situations, and then learn how to develop that relationship. Just like anything else, it's a skill set, and you're not going to be able to use the resource of other people to help you get what you want while you're helping them get what they want in life until you really identify its importance, and then get on that track of getting better and better at it every single day, just like everything else, all right? So again, you're stepping up, following through, listening to this Morning Connection podcast, making that investment in yourself. I applaud you for doing that. Hey, thank you so much for reciprocating all this effort that I'm giving to you by supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Also, thank you so much for visiting my Facebook page and staying on top and giving me your comments and feedback. You can go to facebook.com/SkipLaCour page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page, and make sure that you go to the More Than Just Muscles Facebook page at facebook.com/morethanjustmuscles. That's what this is all about. Part of this More Than Just Muscles podcast network, these Morning Connection podcasts, are to help you become the very best that you can be, both inside and outside of the gym. Become the total package. Be all that you can be. Make your man formation, that man you really want to be. And that's what this is all about. Many of you know me from the bodybuilding and training world. You know me because I have become a 6-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, writer for the Muscle magazines for many years, helping people just like you get their body in shape, build that muscle, lose that body fat. As you can see, though, it's much more than that to me, that this journey of personal development, mental toughness, becoming the best that I could be, and then sharing all the strategies that I've learned, all the skills that I've learned, all the coaching that I went out and got when it comes to peak performance and helping other people start taking action and start getting the things in life that they really want. That journey started for me a long time before I actually started working out in the gym on my way to a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder and a leader in the fitness industry. Again, I know that many of you know me from that. I really like to credit all of this information, inspiration, this mental toughness, motivation, these things that I'm talking about in this podcast, this More Than Just Muscles podcast, this Morning Connection podcast. These are the things that help me identify that path, that passion for bodybuilding and training, and become the best that I could be so I could take it to the levels on my terms. So this can help you in all areas of your life. And as I focus on Mass Machine Nutrition, my one-on-one coaching that I do with people just like you all over the world, taking my skill set to higher and higher levels to create more value to you in all these different ways. It's the same skill set. These things that I talk about that are helping me, you know, understand my strengths, understanding my weaknesses, working on my weaknesses to get better and better at what I do, because I don't care what you've achieved in the past. I don't care how great you are now. You got to keep on taking it to higher and higher levels. And this type of mental toughness, that's what I like to call it. Motivation is one thing. You know, people talk about life coaching. You know, I talk about mental toughness because that's what it takes to become your very best. And just men just like you all over the world get me. They hire my services to help them identify what they want, kind of really think about where they are now and where they want to go. We have one-on-one coaching every single week. I put it in a very structured manner, my one-on-one coaching. We talk for 30 minutes every single week at the same time on the same day. And I do that for 3, 6, and 12 months periods of time. And we develop this relationship, this closeness, where it's all about you. You know, sometimes when you talk to your friends and your family, you know, they could do a good job, you know, of helping you get your thoughts clear. But, you know, it's not their job to really help you. They have their lives that, you know, they're worried about. They got to take care of them. You understand that. And so sometimes you're talking to them, and it seems as though they're just waiting for you to finish so they can tell you about, you know, their life, their experiences. And that's okay. The other thing about with your friends and family, they're not necessarily skilled in this area to help you get clarity, to help you get focused. And many times they are not in a position where maybe you need some tough love. Maybe the way you're looking at things is totally disempowering. It's not going to help you get what you want. They know that, but they're not skilled or they don't have that motivation. It's not their job to tell you the things that you need to hear to help you get what you want. So that's what I do. I push. I guide. I have so many men from all over the world who invested in my man formation program, where I teach what I call alpha male leadership strategies that help men become the very best they can be and get the things in life that they really want, not that they've been settling for, what they really want. And I really help them examine the way they look at the world, the rules that they've set up for themselves. Are they really going to take them to that place in life that they really want to be? And so many men have grabbed on to that program, that system. So many men have grabbed on to that program, that man formation system, and they've applied it to their life. And the first thing, they feel more in control. They feel great about themselves and where they're going. And then they want more. Then they invest in a man formation 2 program. It takes them to an even higher level. And then what happens is they come seek me out because they felt that immediate. It's not just motivation. There's specific strategies that they can immediately apply to their life. Once they get clear on what they want and they understand what's stopping them, I have these simple and effective strategies that they can apply right away. It gives them that power. It makes them more influential, more powerful. They feel it in their own skin and they want more. They want more. That's when they find me and I help them take it to the next level with the one-on-one coaching. And that the Man Formation program helps you get clear. It helps you understand what it's going to take in this competitive world to get the things in life that you really want. And the first battle is with yourself. You got to lead your own life before you can lead other people. And that's what this Man Formation program does. And then you start learning how to be influential and persuasive and then start leading other people, which is going to take for you to create that value, lead other people, and start, you know, creating this energy, this momentum to get what you want. So then when they come to me for the one-on-one coaching every single week, you know, we talk about the specific things that are happening in their life and then the specific challenges that they're going through. I give them a different perspective. I don't tell them what to do. Many times, you know what to do. You know what's challenging you. But we have this way of convincing ourselves that it's not that big of a deal. You know, everybody has this problem. I'm doing better than most. And then we turn off the heat. We turn off the pressure. And we start doing the things that we've always done. We continue to think the way we have. And a lot of times that is better than most. You know, putting this type of pressure on ourselves to become better. I mean, if you're the type of person who is listening to this Morning Connection podcast, I am sure that you have more drive, more ambition, better work ethic than most of the people around you. So you are doing better than most. But you know that feeling in your heart where, you know, God, I know there's so much more inside of me. And you just need maybe some help, some guidance to figure it out. That's where I was. You know, I could look around, I could say, wow, you know, I've accomplished some things. But I just knew there was so much more inside of me. And I knew that there was something in the way I was thinking, I was approaching things that was holding me back. And so that was the motivation for me to really use all the skills, the knowledge, the experience, the life experience that I've had along the way, and really break it down and create the Man Formation program that's so helpful to men all over the world, just like you. And then the great thing about it is, like I said, life is a continual journey. No matter what you've accomplished in the past, you got to continually strive for that higher and higher level. And so what the Man Formation program does for you is that no matter what phase you are, no matter what you're focusing on, because you can put this with your relationships, with your work, or if you want to start your own business or your own business, your health and fitness. The Man Formation program, you can listen to the program with that specific goal in mind and will help you break it down. So that's what that's all about. You can go to skiplacour.com. You can see the link on the top for the Man Formation program. Check that out. So that's what I do. Create change. And I have this very specific way that I do through one-on-one coaching. The greatest thing about the one-on-one coaching for me is that it allows me to gain a perspective on a lot of the challenges that are universal, that are very common among people just like you and me. And so it helps me break it down. Wow, you know, this is common. Boy, maybe I understand the way that I'm thinking it's a common challenge. So now that that's out of the way, now it's just about attacking it. I don't sit around a lot of times thinking, oh, how there's something wrong with me. Maybe you know what that's like. You can't get your relationships in order. You can't get your business going, your finances. Get in the habit of working out on a continual basis or eating the way you should. You know what to do, but you just can't get yourself going. You know what that's like, and you're thinking, wow, am I smart enough? Do I have what it takes? Am I gonna finally live up to this potential, you know, that I have? I know what that feeling is like. I know what that's feeling like. And you know, when you get hungry enough, you'll do everything you can to just blast through it. And again, it's a continual process. Like I always say, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've accomplished, get used to that feeling, that angst inside. Learn how to manage that angst inside. That's what's driving you to become better and better and better. And again, no matter how much work you do on yourself, no matter how much you accomplish, if you're the type of person to listen to a podcast like this, you're hungry to take your life to another level, that's not going to go away as you get older or more accomplished. That's just part of who you are. That's what makes you great. And learning how to manage that will only help you become better. Sometimes that pain is the best motivator that you can have. So learn how to manage that. Don't try to push that away. Don't think there's anything wrong with you for having that drive, that angst, to take yourself to higher and higher level. Hey, make sure that you're on the Morning Connection newsletter. If you like this type of mental toughness, if you love connecting with me every single morning on this Morning Connection podcast. So you and I, we go through this. I stimulate thought. So you think about your life and how you're going to get to where you really want. And really, sometimes even identifying what it is you really want. Then you're going to love the Morning Connection newsletter. Get these. It's going to take you 10 seconds. 30 seconds max every single day. It's in your inbox when you wake up. Your Morning Connection. So go to sltips.com/22. SLTips, like Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. And you're going to get this in your inbox every single morning. Take the time. Just like you take the time to listen to this podcast every single day, feed your mind. Take the time to open that newsletter and invest the 10 to 30 seconds a day and get your daily dose of motivation and mental toughness that way too. Now, today I want to talk about being results driven. That's a common theme throughout everything I teach, through my students with one-on-one coaching, with this podcast, with my Morning Connection newsletter. It's a common thing. I encourage you to be results-driven. And I want to really talk about that in more detail during this podcast. And the reason why, it's really guiding all the results that you're after. And sometimes we just don't realize it, what that means to be results-driven. We may intellectually know what it means. And I really break it down in two ways of looking at it. And the first way when I talk about results driven is, you know, many of us, we get in the habit, especially if you have a 9-to-5 type of job, it's easy to get in this particular structure of your day. You know, you get up, you go to work, you do what you're instructed to do, you try to do the best that you can, you get your paycheck, maybe you want a promotion, but it's pretty much lined out for you. And then what is it that you do in that time after the 40 hours or over? You know, that's going to be the time that if you have this ambition to make more money, all right, to start your own business, that's after the 40 hours. That's when you're going to make the biggest difference, on the weekends, at nights. I mean, the competition for the greatest things in life, hey, it's fierce out there. And you got to wake up every single day with your game face on if you want to compete for the better things in life, for the best options in life for yourself and for your family. All right, so you just got to get used to that game. And it's going to take a lot more than just creating a to-do list, right, and then checking it off every single day. You have to think about what you're doing, no matter how comfortable you feel. Like, you created this list, you said, hey, this is where I am now, this is where I really want to be. So I created this to-do list. You know, the fact of the matter is, if your goal is ambitious enough, all right, it really taxes you. You got to be at your very best for a significant period of time. You probably have never been there before. So the to-do list, so to speak, that you come up with every single day, it's just a guess on how to get there. Maybe you can get some coaching to help you out. That's a big help, someone who's experienced, someone who's been there, someone who's coached people just like you to help them get from where they are now, point A to point B. That's helpful, but right now it's a guess, right? So many times, when you get in this structure, it feels really good to just keep on doing the same things that you decided upon doing weeks or months ago. And there's that safety and comfort. You know what to do. You know what to expect. All right, you've taken the time, probably like a lot more than other people. All right, it feels good. You may be very good at what you do, but you always have to think, is this getting me closer to those huge, gigantic, ambitious goals, dreams, this vision I have for my life? Is it really getting me closer to those goals? All right. You know, many people that I've discovered in the bodybuilding and fitness world, all right, I deal with a lot of people, I have been doing so for many years. Part of the attraction is the structure where they can go to the gym at the same time. They can eat the meals at the same time. They see continual progress. They get in this mindset and this plan of attack every single day. And then they get this feeling that it took so much to create that plan, to follow through with that plan. And then they see that they're doing so much better in this type of structure than anyone else. And then it comes out in one form of a results, their bodies. And then they get rewarded for that. All right, they're better than most. And so, because they're so successful, they keep on doing it year after year after year. And they may be accomplishing a certain set of results, not understanding why they do what they do. Is it about their body? Is it about structure and training? Or is it that they're going for a certain set of emotions and feelings in life? Right? So they are achieving a certain set of results, but are they, you know, getting that big picture, those things in life that they really want? If that sounds like that sounds like you, all right, and maybe for some of you, it does sound like me. What's wrong with that, right? Trust me, I understand. That's a big reason why I'm here with you today. That's why I'm sharing my knowledge, that I am able to provide so much value to people just like me who come into my circles, is because I was in that pattern. And I did it year after year after year. I was very good at doing it. You know, people from around the world would seek my guidance of doing that. But what I realized, it wasn't necessarily big muscles or a six-pack that I wanted. I was going for achievement, fulfillment. One thing about it made me feel really good helping other people. All right, getting better at my art, my craft. But I had to stop and think after a while although I'm getting results, all right, and I'm getting the results that I set out to achieve maybe a long time ago. It took me a long time and a lot of execution, a lot of, you know, success to get to that. Were those the results that I really wanted? Or was I looking for peace of mind, you know, happiness, fulfillment, connection, love, family, all right? And so I got the results, but I lost track of what it is that I really wanted. And so those are some things I want you to think about. Why are you doing the things that you're doing? Are they getting you closer? In the business world, I know you're working this way, doing these things. Is it helping you getting close to the results, the feelings that you really want, even when you're successful? That's one thing I'm going to add to your 10-second daily disciplines, that is, ask yourself, is what you're doing right now really helping you get the results that you really want? And remind you to ask yourself, what are those results, by the way? Because I didn't understand with all this success why I was doing it. And again, it's the challenge is you can be so darn successful and be stuck in that pattern of not understanding what it is that you really want. And so you're just doing this to-do list. You're knocking it down. You're more disciplined than most. And you're not getting closer to those accomplishments that you really want. You know, many of the men who come to me for one-on-one coaching, one of their goals, I would say this is a pretty universal goal these days, is they want to make more money. And part of the reason why they want to make more money is so that their wife can stay home with their kids. They want to make enough money to so she doesn't have to work and not lose out on that income, make that transition, all right? And so, you know, I've had guys who are just really talented in that area, and they decide what they want, and then they can make that money, a very awesome accomplishment. And then I'll say, okay, so hey, when is your wife quitting? Huh? They lost track of, well, why are you doing all this? All right? Sometimes, you know, we get caught in of doing these things and not really understanding what it is we're really after. All right? For me, it was definitely that way. What I realized in the whole bodybuilding and training world, you know, I really could have been, I had a person come to me after just a couple years of training when I won the Mr. Natural California and the Mr. California in the AAU. And this was a magazine writer, and she asked me, well, what are you going to do with all this? And I talked about how I was going to turn it into some business goals that I had. She goes, well, you know, you could do that all right now. What I didn't realize is I just kept on doing the same things over and over again, winning more and more championships, which was awesome. But what I realized, it was like significance. It was feeling good. It was structure. It was this comfort. It was this pattern that I was in that I just did year after year after year. And it wasn't getting closer to those big life goals, the things that I'm able to experience now. I have my family, my connection, love, intimacy, along with other things like with business and going down that path of growth. I lost track because I got caught in the day-to-day structure. So you can even be successful, but are those things that you're doing every single day, are they really leading to the results that you really want? Be results-driven. And then the second thing is, what are those results? Is it really that you want to make all that money so your wife can stay home? Are you really winning those national championships so that you can create this lifestyle for your future family? Or are you really in the moment feeling significant about yourself? You're just doing it because you feel all this comfort and just doing the grind every single day, checking off your checklist. Right, those are some things. So you'll hear that common theme. I'm going to ask you to be results driven. So let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines as we do every single day on this Morning Connection podcast. And this is on the Morning Connection newsletter too. I take you through this and really stop and think. Right? Don't just listen. I know what he's going to say. Stop and think how this applies to your life. You'll build that conditioning, that emotional muscle. Right? So you get better and better at doing this every single day, but you have to put your effort into it every single day. All right? So what's that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? It's when we do things that we stretch ourselves. We don't really want to do. We don't know if we can do it, but we do it anyway. And who cares of how it affects other people sometimes. It's, did it impress us? When we do those things, man, we realize who we are and what we're all about, and we continue to do it. And I want you to stop and take inventory and think about what it is that you did yesterday that impressed even you. A small thing, big thing, something in between. All right? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that, hey, life is pretty darn good? We got to appreciate all those moments. They don't have to be big, huge moments. It could just be like looking in that special person's eyes. All right, or just noticing a great day. I want you to start noticing these things in your day. All right, what was that cool moment? take 3 seconds and just visualize, just feel that one thing, that one experience, that one accomplishment that you really want, and really what you really want, not that you've been selling for, that you really want. That's going to take this type of thinking, this type of mental toughness. You're listening to this podcast, reading the Morning Connection newsletter, really paying attention and participating when I take you through these exercises, really stepping up, going through the journey of being awesome sometimes, being not so awesome sometimes, and everything in between, and pushing yourself for weeks, for months, maybe even years. That's what it's going to take for you to accomplish this really big goal, right? Accomplish this big thing, this big material goal that you have, this experience. Take 3 seconds and think about what that really is for you. Again, you know, just doing it for 3 seconds to identify, you'll get better and better at it. Maybe at this time you don't even know what that is. Trust me, as we get to podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 300, you'll be awesome at it. You'll just snap right into visualizing it, identifying it, feeling it, and making it sharper and sharper in your mind. And so when you have it in your mind, start doing the things every single day to make that happen. And you stop doing the things, right, that aren't leading to those results that you really want. It has to get clear in your mind. We're starting that conditioning. Just like going into the gym every single day, I want you to think about those things. And then, because it's so important to understand those, that you're going for results, not that process, right? You want the results, no matter what it takes to get there. Even if you have to deviate from your structured plan, if it's not getting you to those results that you want. So is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to those results that you really want? And then I'm going to ask you as your coach, by the way, what are those results that you really want? I'm not going to let you forget that. All right, so we've got to think about this whole process. So again, you're going to hear that term over and over again, to be results driven, when you're in the gym. And I see this all the time, where, you know, guys, they're just so worried about are they doing the right training strategy? Are they doing the right diet? And they're so nervous. They don't want to do it wrong. They want to look around and see if what they're doing is acceptable to everybody else out there. They don't want to be doing it wrong. And they lose focus. It's the results that they want, right? When you are so focused on the results, and let's use for this analogy your body. You want to have that muscle, lose that body fat. All right, the process is the training and eating. You'll find the right process. You'll know what to do. You'll eventually get there in the gym, training with your diet, when you are so focused on that result and not so worried if you're doing the process, the training, or eating right. Trust me, when you're focused on the results with everything in life, backing up and finding the way to do it becomes a lot easier. It's going to take some mental and emotional flexibility. Again, you just can't lock in and say, hey, well, this is a plan that I've created. It feels real good when I follow through, without taking the time to ask yourself, is this getting you closer to what you really want? Is it really going to get you to those results that you really want? And trust me, I do that all the time. I do that all the time. I have many ways to, you know, make my goals happen. Many avenues, through a podcast like this, through YouTube videos, Facebook posts, through my different businesses, like my one-on-one coaching business or Mass Machine Nutrition. How am I allocating my time and my energy and my talents and using the resources of people like you in my life to help me get to those goals? There's not just one path that I decided upon a long time ago, and I just have to make sure I stay in that structure. I stick to a plan. That plan isn't getting me where I want. So no matter where you are in life, if you're a young guy, this is a great time to really pound this into your brain and your psyche and get it, that mental flexibility going, right? But it doesn't matter what you accomplish. Like I said, I'm right here with you in this same journey, doing the same exact things, just at higher and different levels than you. And providing you with that experience, as you can tell, I'm a little bit passionate about it. That's what I'm all about. And I'm glad that I can offer this experience to you. So that's going to do it for this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.